This goes to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L, P-A-C, fax 989-828-6835, regarding Carrie, K-E-R-R-Y, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, date of birth 3/20/1952. Dear Mr. Flegel, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Harris with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and hypokalemia. Her last visit was December 12th of 2022. She has had low potassium levels after lisinopril was discontinued, and she was started on oral potassium tablets last week, 20 mil equivalent daily for 5 days, and then 10 mil equivalent after that. She's having no difficulties with the potassium supplementation. She does have a cardiologist that she sees in Midland, and she'll be able to see him once a month, she reports, because her heart has been stable. She currently denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No current edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She is on chlorthalidone, 25 milligram once a day now, and potassium chloride, 10 mil equivalents, is once a day. Physical exam, weight 202.2 pounds, pulse 53, and blood pressure 124 over 73. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 15th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.6. Estimated GFR is 34. Albumin 3.8. Calcium is 8.9. Sodium was 138. Potassium, though, 3.1 prior to the potassium order and starting potassium just after those labs. CO2, 35, phosphorus, 3.3, hemoglobin, 13.5, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, 2, hypertension is well controlled, 3, hypokalemia, and just started potassium last week. The patient will continue to have monthly lab studies. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.